Book of Romans, chapter 11.
I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wo ye not that the scriptures saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work.
Now this chapter, St. Paul is trying to say the difference between the blessings to the Gentiles and the blessing of the children of Israel. You remember last time St. Paul said, even though if I cast down or may curse and the children of Israel people get saved, that will be better. Now when he's saying, or the children of Israel are not blessed today as the children Gentiles are blessed. Gentiles became the bride of Christ, and through the Gentiles many people are getting blessed. So what's happening to the Jewish people? That's what he's concerned. He's saying, but as we got saved by grace, so God's grace is still on the children of Israel. He says God is not done away with the children of Israel. Some people are thinking that's it. Now the Israeli people are doomed. He says it's not going to happen that way. So he says, just like he gave an example, just saying, Elijah said, Lord, I'm only alone left and everybody is dead. God says there are 7,000 people did not bow down their head to the Baal God in this city. So he said the same way, you do not see the children of Israel blessed today, but God has protected the remnants. We are not going to see the remnants now, but you will be seeing the remnants later on. Now we see, if anyone wants to go to heaven, they have to come through Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, if you deny the Son, you will not have Father. If you receive the Son, you will have Father automatically. Now, present time, Jewish people, Muslims and other countries, they do not want the Son. They want Father only. Yeah. But it's not working that way today. But the time will come when the church will be taken it up. Then the remnant, the Jewish people, will be there and God will work through them. So here he's saying that will be still called grace of God for the Israeli people. Otherwise, God would have completely destroyed the Israeli people from the face of the earth. But the Israeli people are still here. Many people try to destroy Israeli people. They are still alive and still in the world. That's what the Word of God is saying. God is still gracious and He'll work it out for the children of Israeli people, not by works but by grace. But still Paul says, I have love for Israeli people. He says, I am Israelites. I am born in the tribe of Benjamin. So he said, I have burden for the Israeli people. And I do not want Israeli people to go to hell or be destroyed. And so he says, I believe one day God is going to save the remnant. Okay, verse 7.
What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them to the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day.
He says, they are just like half asleep. They do not understand, they are blinded. And the gospel came to them, even the prophets were preaching, but they were just like blinded. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 10 and verse 13.
For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered.
Whose eyes are covered? Mainly prophets and rulers. They are the blinded. Jesus Christ said, you are blind leaders. You are leading the people to hell. So he said, this is what's happening. Their eyes are closed and their prophets and rulers are completely blinded with the blindness. Okay, let's read verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 11.
And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always.
Paul took some words from the Isaiah, took some words from Psalms. In those days, as I said, they didn't have the words and chapters. But let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 69, verses 22 and 23. St. Paul is going to compare with the physical children and spiritual children. Let's go back to the book of Romans.
I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy.
Why this happens is, when these people stumble and fall, through their fall, salvation came to Gentiles. Just like St. Paul said, you don't want to listen? I'm going to shake the dust, and I'm going to go to Gentiles. So he preached the gospel to Gentiles. Peter preached the gospel to Gentiles. And the blessings of Israeli people or Jewish people came to Gentiles. So he said, now I'm going to make a new covenant. And that covenant was going to be made by the blood of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ took the cup before he went to the Calvary. What did he say? This is my blood as the new covenant. And so what happened? We got the new covenant. That covenant is written in book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. He says, their sins will be remembered no more. And that is recorded in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, and book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Now our sins are forgiven and forgotten. That is the covenant God made with the Gentiles, with the church. So see the difference. God says, you are my people. But now he said, Gentiles, you are my people. And now he says, he made the covenant. But why this happened? He says, God made them jealous. Last week, if you remember, we read, even the angels are looking into what we got. Old Testament people, the children of Israel, are looking today. Why this Christian people are so much blessed. They are doing signs and wonders and miracles. Churches are growing and things like that. Are they worshipping the same Jehovah? And if they're worshipping the same Jehovah, why we are having problem and why they are getting blessed? So they are getting to jealousy. Verse 12.
Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?
Now what Paul is saying, if their fall became a blessing to us, and if they do better, then how much we will be blessed? That's what he's trying to say. Not because they got blessed and we are going to curse again. No. If they blessed, we will be much more blessed. That's what he's saying. Now, for example, today, children of Israel living in their own land, very small land, but they are producing so much fruits, so much vegetable, they are supplying to Europe and other countries. They have it enough for themselves and they are giving to others. So when their fullness comes to them, Gentiles are automatically blessed. Now somebody told me that someday Israeli people are going to find oil. And that oil, when they find, that will be more than anybody, anywhere, have the storage. So see, when they got it, we are going to be blessed. That's physical blessing. But he's talking about the spiritual blessings. He said, if those people were weakened, they were blinded, and with their weakness, we got blessed. So if they get fullness, how much we will be blessed? Let's read verse 13.
For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?
Now, I don't want Gentile people to get jealous because I am trying to elevate the Israeli people. I'm trying to say, if these people got blessed, how much blessing you will be getting. I am the servant of God, chosen for the Gentiles, but I have some burden for the Israeli people also. So, if God can bless them, their blessing will be not dead to us, but the life. Okay, verse 16.
For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches.
Okay, now he's saying first fruits. His first fruits, he's talking about Jewish people, God's chosen people. But if you start thinking, Jesus Christ was a Jewish man. Okay, and he came out of the grave, and once he became a first fruit of the resurrection. So he's saying, without Jewish people, we cannot be blessed. People have to see where our root came from. Our spiritual roots from the Jewish people. Jesus Christ is Jewish Messiah. All the disciples were Jewish, and they gave the message to us. So the Christianity came out of the Jewish nation or out of the Jewish people. So he's saying, we are just the branches. The Jewish people is the tree or the root. And so we do not have any roots. We are just attached to the branches. So we should not be proud that we are doing better than them. We should be always thinking about their salvation. That's why Jesus Christ says, pray for the Jerusalem. Pray for the Jewish people. Some people, they hate Jewish people. They want to destroy the Jewish people. But Christian people should have love for Jewish people, well-being for Jewish people. Yes. And we want those people to be blessed. That's what the Lord says to Abraham. If anybody blesses you, they will be blessed. If they curse you, they will be cursed. So we don't want to be cursing Jewish people. We want to blessing them as many way as we can. So when we do that, God is going to bless us because he says, the root is holy. Now we're coming from the Holy Root, and Jesus Christ was called Root of Jesse. Amen. So we're coming from that root. So we have our roots in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said in a book of John chapter 15, I am the vine and you are the branches. So we are adopted in the family of God through Jesus Christ. We don't have a root, we have root Jesus Christ and the Jewish people. Verse 17.
And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree.
And they are fallen away, but Gentiles are the wild olive tree. So he said, wild olive tree was grafted to the real olive tree, so that's why we got blessed. But the real olive tree is the Jewish people. Okay, verse 18.
Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee.
So what he's trying to say, the branches have fallen away, some of the branches that Jewish people. Don't brag. Now see, you were doing better. Now you're not doing any good. We are doing better than you. And so you don't be proud. Why? Because we don't have a root. We start bragging about, we will be fallen away. So we have to be grateful to God that God has chosen us with a definite high calling. We are not comparing somebody's life with ours. Now look at him, I'm doing better than you. No, we have to do what Jesus Christ is doing. Our life cannot be compared with the others. Our life compared with Jesus Christ. So we are not here to compete with the Jewish nation. We are here to pull them out and say, you are the one, first one to come. And we are following the Jesus Christ. But spiritual blessing is more right now to us because their blindness still on their eyes. Okay, verse 19.
Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear.
What he's trying to say, the branches have fallen off, and you are grafted one. So don't think that they are broken off, so we will be better off. But he's saying, we are standing now in Christianity by faith. If we don't have a faith, we will be more worse than anybody else in the world. So we believed in Jesus Christ, and because of that, we are standing. But if we take our eyes off of Jesus Christ, we will be drowning. Just like Peter said, Lord Jesus, if you are the Lord, tell me to come. And everybody blames the Peter, but I believe Peter had a lot of courage to just walk on the water. I don't know how many feet he walked. And when he'll start looking at the waves, he start drowning. What did he say? Lord, save me. And Lord just reached his hand. Maybe he strengthened his hand longer, or maybe he was closer to him. We don't know. But Lord saved him. So what he's trying to say, we are walking by faith. We are not walking by sight. Christian life is life of faith. If we take our eyes off of Jesus Christ, we will be drowning. That's what he says. We should be fearfully living in this world. Philippians chapter 2, start reading from verse 12. 12, go ahead.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What does it mean? He says, don't act like holy when I am there. Do you please the pastor or please the somebody? But he says, if I'm not there, nobody is there, God is watching over you. How you live your life? With fear and trembling. So here the St. Paul is saying, we are believers. We have to work our salvation with fear and trembling. Go back to the Romans.
Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee.
Okay, now he again is trying to say to Gentiles, don't be proud that you are doing better than Jewish people. Remember all the time, you are just the branches. You have no root. You are just planted. And so when you are planted, you should be blessed that what God has done for you. If you be proud, you will be cut off. That's what he's trying to say. So St. Paul says, don't get puffed up. If you get puffed up, you will be cast out. Okay, let's go verse 22.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again.
Now he's trying to say, now think about, you're not root, you're the branches. But if you stay faithfully, you will be doing good, you will be not cut off. Those are cut off people, if they start doing good, means coming back to God, they will be grafted again. So God is the God of what? Second chance. God will never cast us down. Jesus Christ says, whoever comes to him, that person will never cast down. So we have chances, but we have to keep on doing it. And we don't have to be jealous about somebody. God can bring them back. Let's read verse 24.
For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?
Those branches were cut off from the olive tree. And you are the wild olive tree. We are grafted to the good olive tree. So he said, which is better? Bring that other branches which was olive and graft it back to olive tree, or wild one graft it to the good olive tree. So in short, he's trying to say, either way, God is able to do it. But more chances have Jewish people to be blessed than the Gentiles to be blessed. So we should be always grateful. We should be always saying, Lord, I'm not worthy to get these blessings. At least the children of Israel say, we are the children of Abraham and we have this blessing. But we were Gentiles. We were just grafted in the olive tree. We will always be thankful what God has done to us. You have to say, I was not worthy. And God called me and made me worthy. Don't try to say, I had this and I had this, and some people are glorifying what they left. St. Paul says, what you left is a dunk, is a trash. What I left is nothing. What I found is the thing we have to say. Don't talk about past. Talk about present or what you're going to do for the Lord future. Okay, let's go. Verse 25.
For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in.
He says, now this blindness will go away. The blindness came on Israel and somehow the Gentiles got blessed. Just like Paul said, I'm going to go to Gentiles now. But now he says, when the fullness of Gentiles will come in, what is that? Means the Gentiles will be called to heaven. When Jesus Christ comes and takes the bride to heaven, now the left is all Jewish people. And then God is going to turn to Jewish people. Verse 26.
And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
All Israel will be saved. All means that present time. Whoever is there. This is the grace of God, the mercy of God. They have to call upon Messiah. They have to call and say, we are the one pierced you. We are the one rejected you. And they have to cry and ask forgiveness and believe that Jesus Christ is their real Messiah. That's the time all Jewish people at that particular time will be saved. Okay. Verse 27. Okay.
For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy.
Now what he's trying to say, God's mercy and grace works on everyone. Jewish, Gentiles, or anyone. God is not partial God. He says, time came for Gentiles. They came to God. God has mercy on them. He saved them. Now when the Gentiles are gone, and these Israeli people start repenting and say, Lord, have mercy on us and save us, then he will save them. Because this is all the mercy and grace of God. Okay, verse 32.
For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again?
So what is trying to say? There is no one can give advice to God what to do, what not to do. They cannot say, God made a mistake rejecting Israel's once, and now why is giving back to them again? Why he went to Gentiles? Why the Gentiles got saved? That is God's doing. We cannot tell God how to save people. when to save people, which one you should have mercy, which one God should reject. God is God. Last time we learned that God can show mercy to anyone he wants to show, and he can show his wrath anyone he chooses. That's why he's God. And so when you look at God, overall, he's merciful. He's kind. And he says he is trying to bring these Jewish people back to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the time is coming. And so he says the all Israeli people will be saved. And those people will be saved only in the time of end of the tribulation and time of the millennium years. All these Jewish people will be worshiping God, and all the Gentiles who are unsaved will be coming to see what God is doing through the Israeli people. We will be the kings and priests ruling over the nations. In book of Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, if you read, please read.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
We are still blessed. Jesus Christ is called the first fruit of resurrection. He's the first one was resurrected. Now we are the one who is going to be resurrected. And then we will be ruling with him as a priest and kings in that millennium. Don't you think we are blessed? God is still good, and he's going to forgive them as they call upon God. Not automatically. It sounds like automatically he's going to say, but no, automatically. They are going to call, they are going to repent, and they are going to receive him as their Lord.